The EPA says its first-ever national power plant standards for mercury, arsenic, and other toxic air pollution are needed to protect a wide number of people, from those who eat mercury-contaminated fish from lakes and rivers to children who battle asthma and bronchitis. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says many coal-fired power plants have already put in additional pollution controls, so her agency's new plan would not be a budget buster for home electric bills.
Because as we've seen from the way companies make these capital investments, they make big investments, and then, of course, they have ratepayers. We estimate impacts on utility bills that are pretty minor, $3 to $4 a month.
Wisconsin's largest utility, We Energies, says by the end of next year, it will have stronger pollution controls on 84% of its coal-burning capacity. Spokesman Brian Manthe says plants in Presque Isle, Michigan, and downtown Milwaukee could see additional changes.
So we are looking at whether the best option would be to add controls to those plants or perhaps consider a fuel switch as well.
At the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation in Green Bay, company official Connie Lonizak says her firm is also looking at several options, including shutting down an older, smaller plant.
Because this toxic air pollutant rule is just one in a series of rules that EPA is expected to publish over the next few years.
The EPA proposal will be debated over the next few months. Power companies would have 3 or 4 years to comply with a new law. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.